Jonathan, the picture you've supplied us, the Egyptian skull, which could have a bullet hole. Tell me about it.
Well, this has been in the British Museum for a few years, George, and then we did not have the technology to find out what we've now found. The first ever three-dimensional scanning of a mummy from ancient Egypt. So actually the mummy of a priest. Don't ask me to pronounce his name, please. But he was buried about 2,800 years ago, and he's one of the best-known mummies from a collection in the British Museum. Mummies had previously been studied by X-ray tomography, but so far nobody had conducted a three-dimensional computer map of the mummy, layer by layer. And so they brought in the equipment, and about 1,500 X-ray cuts were produced, and they were transformed into a three-dimensional model by the computer. Now, if you go to the British Museum now, you'll be able to actually see the inner part of the model. If you put on special three-dimensional computer glasses, have you got any of those?
You know what? I don't have them. I need them. I don't.
Neither do I. But somehow they've got them, so if you ever go across there, they'll let you have them.
I should order some just to have. I used to have a whole bunch of. Remember the ones we had when we were kids? We looked at them in those comic books?
Yeah, they were fun, weren't they?
Yeah, I like those. Go ahead.
Actually, also evident when you look at this mummy is that one of his teeth was aching. They were able to actually determine that.
Well, now, how do we know this wasn't a piercing of some kind of arrow or something, some sharp object?
Well, there's a difference between a sharp object and something as fast as a bullet. Now, forensic experts tell us that when you've got a fast-moving object, the back part of the skull can be shattered. There's a certain way of telling the difference. And the round hole in this man's skull is, by forensic experts, declared with certainty of having been made by a fast-moving object akin to our bullet.
It's up there on the coasttocoastam.com website. Go take a look at that. And again, how old do we think this skull might be?
2,800 years.
2,800 years ago. A bullet hole. Absolutely bizarre. People living today, you think, in ancient underground tunnels? Are we talking about, you know, the less fortunate, the hobos, as we used to call them years ago? Or do you think this is a civilization?
Oh, this is a civilization, George. They're not the only one either, but this one I have almost first-hand connection with because a friend of mine has been down there with them for 4 months. And he was a captive. He was captured by them.
He was captured? Where is this?
This is in South America. It's in the Amazon, but it's close to the Andes Mountains, and that's as close as I'm allowed to say on air.
Why is that? Why can't you tell us?
Because we're hoping to get in there again, and there are people who I think would try to stop it.
I understand. Okay, let's tell us what you can then.
Okay. This man was with another group. They were miners, and they were ambushed by this tribe. The tribe captured him. The others fled, thinking that he was a goner. Now, he escaped after 4 months, but this tribe actually was very wary of Westerners for the simple reason that the Amazon is being ravaged by Westerners, as you know.
Right.
People in search of rubber, gold, timber, land, and so on. In fact, at the very worst, helicopters have been flying over isolated villages and dropping lollies that have been injected with poison. Typhus, for example,
warfare, you might say. Wipe them out, yeah.
Yeah, so they can come in and take their land. That's been going on. And this tribe saw what was about to happen. Their ancestors had built a great stone city, which is in ruins still. But close to that city, in fact, under that city, there was the beginning, an entrance to one of the long-distance tunnel systems that goes crisscross. There are several of them crisscrossing around the continent. And 30,000 of these people went underground.
30,000?
30,000 of them.
And now, what year might that have been?
This was about 1976.
1976, so about 30 years now.
That's 30, right.
And I'm sure there's more than 30,000 people there now.
I'm sure there must be. These people actually are quite sophisticated. They say that years back they had connection with the Inca civilization before it was destroyed. One civilization was on one side of the Andes, and they were on this side.
All right. Now, this group of people, what do they look like? Do they look like people indigenous to that region?
Yes, they do. But okay. Some of them are quite light-skinned because there has been interaction many, many years ago with some European blood. But the majority of them would look like the average South American.
Now, are the cities down there grand? Or are they merely living in squalor in a tunnel system?
Well, let me tell you something about the lighting system there. And this is very ancient, George. I don't know how old it is. It would go back to the time when the tunnels were constructed, I imagine. You approach the city through the tunnel. There's actually a huge area in which the buildings are shaped out from the raw rock. And as you approach it from at a certain distance, it will be illuminated. The lights come on. And as you pass away from it, the lights go out. It's just almost like a sensor as you come into your garage and the lights come on around the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm very hopeful of getting back in there when my friend and two other men that he is wanting to come in with him can get in. I said to my wife that I'm not going without her, and she says, well, you're not going without me either. If I can't go, you're not going. Whatever happens to one of us has to happen to both of us.
But she would go. Does she go on some of these expeditions, Jonathan?
She's been on some of my expeditions, yes. Not always the hairy ones, but she's good company.
Okay, so now inside the tunnel, can you kind of explain to us what your associate told you it looked like?
Inside the tunnel, it's quite sophisticated. There's good ventilation. There's a good water system. The food is not grown down in the cities, although I have heard that there is in some tunnels, and this is not my friend's report, but it's a report of other explorers, that there is a green glowing light or radiation that does help plants to grow underground. And our science does not know that yet because we have not investigated that story, but it's mm-hmm. a consistent one that comes from three continents. Now, the people here have plantations above ground, but they live underground. And of the tunnels appear, at least the tunnels in this area, appear to be glassy, as though they've been cut out not by pick and shovel or by primitive means, but by some kind of laser, maybe.
Oh, really?
Very shiny, very straight, and they go for a long, long distance. In fact, he suggested to me that we might be able to explore for 3 months without coming to the end of it. And this is from the reports that he was given.
It's huge. Is it cavernous?
Only where there are remains of ancient cities. There are remains of other ancient cities. He's only seen the one of them so far.